From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Marva Hinton. Mitt Romney campaigned at the University of Miami today. WLRN's Kenny Malone tells us the Republican had a special message for students.
He's been addressing students directly about their future and the difficulty that they'll have finding jobs coming out of school and what his role would be as a president, helping them find a place in the workforce. There is a good student turnout, and Mitt Romney has acknowledged them by throwing them the U by putting, his hand up with his thumbs connected, the University of Miami symbol. So they were appreciative of that, and a very photogenic moment for Governor Romney.
Romney was joined on stage by Senator Marco Rubio, former Governor Jeb Bush, and Congressman Connie Mack. The GOP campaign event comes on the heels of a new poll released today that shows President Obama with a slim lead over Romney. The same poll shows Senator Bill Nelson opening a wide lead over his Republican opponent, Congressman Connie Mack. Tom Parkinson reports from our sister station in Orlando.
The Quinnipiac University, New York Times, CBS News poll shows President Obama with a one-point lead in Florida over Republican challenger Governor Mitt Romney. That's well within the poll's three-point margin of error, making the presidential race a virtual tie in Florida 6 days before the election. President Obama now has 48% support in the poll to Governor Romney's 47%. In Florida's U.S. Senate race, the poll shows Democratic incumbent Senator Bill Nelson leading his Republican challenger, Congressman Connie Mack IV, by a margin of 52% to 39%. Quinnipiac surveyed 1,073 likely Florida voters over the past week. The poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 3 points. I'm Tom Parkinson in Orlando.
President Obama will campaign in South Florida this weekend. He's set to hold a rally in Fort Lauderdale on Sunday. The details of his visit have not yet been released. If you have any questions about early voting or the amendments on the ballot, you can find all of the information you need at WLRN.org. While the Northeast is getting much of the attention from the national and international media, Hurricane Sandy also left a path of destruction in Cuba and Haiti. The storm is responsible for the deaths of at least 11 Cubans, and more than 100,000 homes were damaged in the eastern province of Santiago. In still earthquake rebuilding Haiti, the impacts were far worse. At least 54 people are dead there, with several others missing, and at least 200,000 more left homeless. Miami Herald Caribbean Affairs correspondent Jacqueline Charles says Haiti remains in perpetual crisis mode.
What this storm shows and continues to emphasize is the vulnerability of the country. I mean, it is disaster prone. You had a storm that did not make a direct hit on the country, but 4 days of rain has left scores of people dead and hundreds of thousands homeless. I think that once again, it reinforces the fact that you can't just focus on the capital, but in building Haiti, you need to look at the entire country.
Another post-Sandy problem is an increased risk of cholera. An estimated 500,000 people have already been affected by the cholera epidemic in Haiti. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton.